The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. My daughter is tormented by a demon. Until this last weekend, attending an exorcism on Saturday, I would have really had no idea how terrible that suffering could be. My daughter is tormented by a demon. And it's interesting, this woman is not a woman of Israel. She's a Canaanite woman. So she does not share the faith of those who believe in the Messiah. And yet she comes to our Lord. And it was interesting at this exorcism, there is a woman who is like the priest's right hand. He could not do these exorcisms without her. It's interesting how that ministry requires so many of the lay faithful to assist. And this woman who he calls his discerner, she was not a Catholic woman. She did not grow up a Catholic. And for many years, as a faithful Protestant woman, she was involved in deliverance ministry. And they were very successful in her church. People would flock to them from all over, she said, after they began to discover that they were assisting people in this spiritual battle. And yet, interestingly, she shared with me that there were occasions where the evil spirit was too strong for them, and they weren't sure what to do. And so she would go to her pastor of her church, and she would say, "You know, what do we do?" He says, "You know what? You better call up the Catholic priest." And so after a few times hearing this, she thought, "You know what, I'm going to go see what happens at a Catholic exorcism." So she goes to attend. And the priest, before the exorcism, he is introducing himself to the people who are present. And he walks up to her, greets her, and she says, "Hi, Father, I'm so-and-so." And she says, I'm not a Catholic, I'm a Protestant woman, but I wanted to attend." And he looked at her and said, and you believe in this kind of thing?" She said, "Oh, yes, I'm involved in deliverance ministry." And he says, I do not mean any offense by this whatsoever." He says, "But I think you'll discover that without the priesthood, to do battle with the evil one is like fighting Satan with a butter knife." And she said interiorly, she was offended. And then the exorcism begins, and the priest says some little simple prayer, you know, shooting off the cuff, not even using the rite of exorcism. And the response from this person who's possessed was so powerful, so all of a sudden she realized, oh my gosh, it would take us weeks or months to accomplish what he just did with some simple little prayer. And she understood that what he had said was true. It's like you're fighting the evil one with a butter knife. She entered the church within a year, right, became Catholic. And now she assists this priest in the exorcism. And what I found in this exorcism is what is most essential is faith. Not only the faith of the priest, which is crucial, right, this discerner, she said, sometimes she's met priests who are exorcists who are fearful, who are afraid going into this. And she says they have almost no power, right? They struggle greatly to set anybody free. Their faith is crucial. But also all the faith of the lay people present. There are people who, there were like 10 women there. All they do, they stand there and they are praying for the man who was possessed, but also for the priest to assist him. But what most surprised me is what is most essential is the faith of the person who's possessed. When they got the name of the evil spirit who possessed this man, then they had authority over the spirit. And they were able, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to ask the spirit questions. And they could say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, how did you enter into this man? And the spirit had to respond. But then the question the priest posed, he said, and what is necessary in order for you to be expelled from this man? And the spirit said, he must do it. It requires his faith. And so they spoke to the man and they said, I won't reveal his name, but they said, you must fight. You have to choose this. You have to call on our Lord. You can't do it by your own strength, but you must believe that he can set you free. And then for about 10 minutes, it's like he entered into this battle, and it was only his faith that finally cast out the spirit from him. What does our Lord say to this mother? Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And I close with these words that I read this morning from St. Faustina. One day St. Thérèse appeared to her, and she asked Thérèse, will I go to heaven, sister? And Thérèse said, yes, you will. She said, will I be a saint? She said, yes, you will be a saint. She said, little Thérèse, shall I be a saint like you, raised to the altar? She said, yes, you will be a saint just as I am, but you must trust in the Lord Jesus. We will be saints according to the degree of our trust in the Lord.